Yes, and your mercy.
And your mercy.
Oh, say it again.
Worthy.
He will do anything but fail. Amen. Amen. Again, we are to our associate in the person of Reverend Smith, and we're glad to have with us also Elder Brown, and to our Minister of Music, Reverend Coleman, to all who are present. As I always say, God is good.
Yes, He is.
And His mercy endures forever. Let's continue to pray for Brother Felix and his family. Funeral of his brother on yesterday. We are constantly praying for him. Amen. This morning, if you will, turn with me to Psalm number 37.
Yes, sir.
The 37th number of the Psalms. God, our Father, in the name of Jesus, we come now. We thank you for another privilege of preaching. We ask now that you allow your Holy Spirit to lead and guide us and move freely in our midst. Then grant us a fresh anointing of your Spirit. And in that anointing, grant us preaching power. And Lord, we'll be careful to give you all the praise. As in the strong and mighty name of Jesus the Christ. And Lord, we pray and thank you. Amen. The 37th number Psalm, I want to read verses 3-7. Everybody got to say amen.
Amen.
Anybody need a little more time, say hold on. Did I hear somebody say hold on? Oh. Amen. I know that wasn't coming from the deacon bench. Amen. And it reads, trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on his faithfulness. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord and trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth your righteousness as the light, and your justice as the noonday. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret because of him who prosper in his way, because of the man who brings wicked schemes to pass. The grass withers, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. And you may be seated as we, this morning with your prayers, I want to talk from the subject, how to overcome worry. How to overcome worry. Because I believe you'll agree when I say that we are living in a time that many refer to as an age of anxiety. Because it seems that worry is the watchword of our world today. For instance, a young man announced to his wife and children, I'm leaving. And then he goes outside, sits on a tree, put a barrel of a gun to his temples and pulled the trigger. Why? Because he's driven by worry. Worry over his unemployment, his crumbling marriage, which was the apparent hopelessness of his situation. And so worry seems to be the watchword of today. No job, we worry. Got a job, we worry. No money, we worry. Got money, we worry. Sick, we worry. Not sick, we worry. And then some worry about that which has already happened. But worrying about the past is futile. Worrying about the past is like trying to saw sawdust. Worrying about the past is like trying to put toothpaste back into the tube. Meaning past deeds cannot be undone, nor can past words be unsaid. If the past involves sin, then obey the conditions of pardon, and God will abundantly pardon. For the Bible says in Isaiah 55:7, let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thought, and let him return to the Lord, that he may have compassion on him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. And so don't be like the two worriers. One worrier said to the other, man, I have so many troubles that if anything happened today, it would take me just about 2 weeks before I can get around to worry about it. And my brothers and sisters, worry fills hospital beds with psychosomatic illnesses. Worry packed mental hospitals with people who cannot cope with the fears and anxiety of everyday life. Worry drives people to prematurely end their lives in a futile attempt to escape. Because the problem comes when we allow our concerns to become our cares and our forethoughts to become our fear thoughts. But it doesn't have to be this way, because God has given us a better way. He's given us an answer, yes, Lord, on how to overcome worry. And so we note the psalmist begins by helping us and trying to overcome worry. And verse 3, he say, trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord and do what's right. He say, dwell in the land and feed on his faithfulness. Settle in the land and maintain your integrity. So here we see that the first step to overcoming worry is to trust in the Lord. Trust God for salvation, because the Bible says in Philippians 1:6, he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. Meaning if you're saved, don't worry about ever being lost again, because you have been sealed with God's seal for all eternity. And I tell you, can't nothing break God's seal. We must trust God for his mercy. And note also the psalmist says in Psalm 32:10, many are the worries of the wicked, but he who trusts the Lord, mercy shall surround him. Now, trusting implied not knowing all the answers, which is a call for us to rely on God completely. And that's why the proverb writer writes in Proverbs 3:5, he say, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding, because our strength comes from trusting God. And again, the Bible says in Isaiah 26, it urges us to trust in the Lord forever, but the Lord is everlasting strength. And we must trust God also to supply all of our needs. And that's why the Bible says in Philippians 4:19, and my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory by Jesus Christ. But not only is trusting in the Lord how to overcome worry, but secondly, the text reveals in verse number 4 that we must also delight in the Lord. Now, when we begin to trust in the Lord, we will also take delight in the Lord, and he will answer our prayers. Note the text says, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Now, the word delight means to enjoy, which is akin to Proverbs 5:18 that speaks of a loving relationship between a husband and a wife. Because worry is a robber, robbing one of joy, happiness, and peace. And that's why the Bible tells us of the need to rejoice. Note Philippians 4:4 say, rejoice in the Lord always. 1 Thessalonians 5:16 say, rejoice always. Why? Because worry is what hinders our prayers from being answered. Why is this? Because we have to pray in faith in order to receive an answer. But to worry is to distrust God, meaning we must not be like the man who prayed for protection throughout the night, but he stayed up all night to see if God would protect him. And so, yes, the psalmist says to delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Because taking delight in the Lord means that our hearts will truly find peace and fulfillment in him. Meaning if we truly find satisfaction and worth in Christ, scripture says that he will give us the desires of our hearts. But let me put a pin here, because this doesn't mean that if we come to church every Sunday and we praise and worship the Lord, that he's going to give us a brand new Rolls Royce. No, but the idea behind this verse and others like it is when we truly rejoice, delight in the eternal things of God, then our desires will begin to parallel his, and we will never go unfulfilled. And that's why Jesus tells us in Matthew 6:33, He said, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things, all the necessities of the life will be added to you. And my brothers and sisters, excess worry, I need to tell us, causes high blood pressure, causes fatigue, ulcers, mental disorder, insanity, and even suicide. And that's why today the field of psychiatry is flourishing as never before because of anxiety and worry. And so the text reveals that to overcome worry, we must delight ourselves in the Lord, and he will give us the desires of our hearts. But now thirdly, the text says in verse number 5 that in order to overcome worry, that we must commit our way to the Lord, meaning we must commit our future to the Lord, trust in him, and he will act on our in our behalf. Because yesterday is buried and tomorrow is unborn. And so the best way to prepare for tomorrow is to fulfill the duties of today. For example, commitment can be seen in the chicken and the pig who had to give the king a nice breakfast of ham and eggs. Well, for the chicken to give her eggs, it was just a sacrifice. But for the pig, it was total commitment. Why is this? Because he had to sacrifice everything, even his life, in order to provide the ham for the breakfast. And in the same way, we must, give our all to the Lord and trust in him. For the Bible says in Isaiah 26:3 that God will give him perfect peace whose mind is stayed on him. But you know, a whole lot of folk leave their burdens at the altar, but they just keep coming back and picking them up again. There's a songwriter say we ought to take our burdens to the Lord and leave them there. And that's why the psalmist says in Psalm 52:22, he said, cast your burdens on the Lord, and he shall sustain you. He shall never permit the righteous to be moved. And so there is no sense in both of you and God to be concerned about the problem. So we need to just let him handle it. And again, I say that the best way to prepare for tomorrow is to fulfill the duties of today. And that's why Jesus tells us in Matthew 6:34, he says, therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Simply put, don't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will take care of itself. And so the text says, commit your ways to the Lord. Trust also in him, and he will bring it to pass. Well, finally, yes, Lord, the text admonishes us to rest in the Lord. In other words, instead of worrying, we need to rest in the Lord. But now, what does it mean to rest in the Lord? My brothers and sisters, to truly rest in the Lord is to believe that he can help, save, and deliver in our most urgent needs. It is this kind of belief that is the seat of trust. Because when one truly believes, then he can trust, and therefore he can also rest. I hear Isaiah saying, but they that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They'll mount up on wings like eagles. They'll run and not get weary. And they will walk and not faint. My brothers and sisters, to wait on the Lord is the rest in the confidence assurance that regardless of the details or difficulties we face in life, that God never leaves us without a sure defense. And so we note that verse 7 of the text said, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him, and do not fret because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who brings wicked schemes to pass. In other words, be still in the presence of the Lord and wait patiently for him to act. Don't worry about people who prosper or fret about wicked schemes. For Paul declares in Philippians 4:6-7, he said, don't worry about anything. He said, instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need. If you need courage, tell God. If you need strength, tell God. If you need forgiveness, ask God. If you need wisdom, ask God, and he promised to give it liberally. And my brothers and sisters, when you rest in the Lord, by casting all your cares or worries on the Lord, verse 7 of Philippians 4 goes on to say that we will experience God's peace, a peace that passes all human understanding. Why? Because God's peace is different from the world's peace. Meaning true peace is not found in positive thinking, in the absence of conflict, nor is it found in a good feeling. But true peace comes from knowing that God is always in control, no matter what we face in life. And so as I try to move to the close, how do we overcome worry? Well, Paul's advice is to pray about everything. And in other words, we must turn our worries into prayers. If we want to worry less, then we must pray more. Meaning whenever you start worrying, just stop and pray. And the good thing about praying is that you can even pray in a crowd and nobody can hear you but God. Because we don't have to always pray out so folk can hear. We can just pray in our heart and our mind, and God will hear our prayers. But now our prayers must be prayed in faith, because I told you already, when we worry, that's showing distrust in God. And so how do we overcome worry? My brothers and sisters, you got to make up your mind that you're gonna conquer worry through prayer and rest in the Lord by trusting in him. Because resting in the Lord frees our energy to be more productive for the Lord, and it takes away unnecessary stress. So in closing, there's no reason why a child of God should ever be consumed by worry, because to worry, again I say, is the doubt God. So let me ask you this morning, is there anybody here who would like to proclaim their freedom from worry? If so, you can come to this altar as a proclamation of faith to trust, delight, commit, and rest in the Lord. And that's why Jesus says, he said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. He said, and I'll give you rest. He said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I'm meek and lowly in heart, and in me you'll find rest for your soul. I'm talking about Jesus, the bishop of my soul. Jesus, the author of my salvation, who for the joy endured the cross and despised the shame. Right now he's seated on the right hand of the throne of God, as our mediator and our high priest. As our mediator, he's the only one between us and God. As our high priest, he was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin, so we can come boldly to the throne of grace and find help in the time of need. Ain't God all right? And so the text says that in order to overcome worry, you must trust in the Lord and do good, dwell in the land and enjoy safe pastures. He said, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your ways to the Lord. Trust in him. And when you do this, he'll make your righteousness shine like the dawn, and the justice of your cause like the noonday sun. So be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Don't fret when men succeed in their ways, when they carry out a wicked scheme. Ain't God all right? So don't worry about anything. but pray about everything, and you won't have to worry about no thing. Ain't God all right? Have you tried him for yourself? Won't he make a way out of no way? Ain't God all right? I don't know about you, but I love the Lord. He heard my cry, pitied every groan. Long as I live, while trouble rise, I'll just haste unto his throne. Ain't God all right? Don't worry, give it to God. Why you stand up all night? Go home and get your rest. God never sleeps, nor does he slumber. He's able, I tell you, he's able. Somebody here know that he'll make a way out of no way. I know he's all right. I know he's all right. Jones, I tried him for myself. Yes, I did. Sometimes it get a little hard. Sometimes it get a little burden, get heavy. But that's all right. I just trust in the Lord. He promised never to leave me nor forsake me. He'll walk with me. He'll talk with me. He'll tell me that I am his own. Oh, ain't he all right? If you know he's all right, let me hear you say yes. Say yes.
In my
soul.
I feel that, y'all.
Ladies and gentlemen, the gospel is on your radio.
I'm thirsty.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3.